Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Convango Resources has one of the largest exploration licenses in Botswana, spread over two prospective base metal projects and one rare earth project. The stock price has almost doubled in a year. And here to tell us all about the company is Ben Turney, Chief Executive Officer. Hello, Ben.
Hi there, Bonnie. Thanks very much for having me.
No problem at all. So you've been very busy in the past year. The company has just recently completed a downhole electromagnetic survey on the Kalahari Sutra Zone, which contains platinum group metals. What did it entail and what are the future plans for this project?
Well, it's been a great end to, as you mentioned, what's been an incredibly busy year for us. We've all worked extremely hard and we've ended on something of a high. So our prospecting technology that we use in the Kalahari Sutra Zone, we're looking for world-class nickel-copper deposits, these metal sulfide ore bodies that we believe could exist within the region that it's prospective for. Now, because the area is covered by a lot of Kalahari sand, the sands in the region are sort of up to about 120 meters in thickness in some places. What that's meant is that historically, exploration has been extremely limited because the regional geology is, of course, obscured from view. It's buried underneath these sands. So for us, we think that presents us with an amazing opportunity, not least because we can deploy modern remote sensing technology to look for these potential massive sulfide metal ore body targets. Now, we've just completed, or we're in the tail end now of a four-stage drill program where we drilled three holes into the KSA previously, all went successfully. We got to target depth on every hole, successfully retrieved core from all three, and two of those holes went down to depths of 1,000 meters each. But we saved our best target until the very end, which is the B1 conductor, which from the time domain electromagnetic surveys that we were running from the surface, this is a very powerful method for surveying from using a ground-based system. We identified this B1 conductor, which when we originally announced it back in the summer, it had what's called an 8,000 Siemens reading. So this is its conductance level of the actual body that we're targeting at the moment. So the downhole EM that we've completed, we've got the hole down to about 350 meters at this point, just before we broke for Christmas. Everyone's now on their Christmas breakdown in Botswana. But we were able to run a downhole probe, which got us a much clearer view of the target as we were much closer to it. And we're really pleased to say we've quite significantly upgraded the conductance reading up to 11,000 Siemens. So it really is looking like a fantastic target for us to go for, and we can't wait to complete drilling in the new year.
And so all of this information that you gathered from the survey is going to help you with your drill targets for the new year?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, we have to drill this target and see what it actually is. This 11,000 Siemens conductance reading, to put it into context, it's at the upper end of what you'd expect if you're hunting for massive sulfides. But one of obviously the limitations or drawbacks of this method of exploration is that until you've actually drilled it, you don't know what's actually there. Mother Nature can throw up some nasty surprises. And because obviously, as I mentioned, these targets are all buried underneath, you know, this thick layer of Kalahari sands, we are very much reliant on geophysical surveying techniques. So the drill bit is the truth detector. And once we've actually got core samples from this target, we'll actually know for certain exactly what it is. And that will help validate our exploration methods that we've used and the technology itself. And what we're expecting to do then in the new year is to conduct 20 more TDEM surveys over this area, which is called the Great Red Spot, which is a 5 kilometer by 5 kilometer magnetic anomaly, and what we've called the 30 kilometer strike, which is another separate target area about 20 kilometers away from where we're drilling at the moment. So we're expecting to run quite extensive TDEM surveys over both areas starting in the new year, looking to try and find more drill targets. So I mean, it's a very, very exciting time for the company.
And will it be diamond drilling or will it be RC drilling?
It's diamond drilling. So to get to this kind of depth, you have to, and also to extract the core, you have to use a diamond rig. RC wouldn't take you deep enough. And of course, you wouldn't get the core samples either. So it's a more expensive version of drilling and it does take longer as well. But we're working with the best possible partner we could in Botswana. We're working with a firm called Mindea, which is part owned by a company called Equity Drilling. The guys behind Equity Drilling are seasoned drillers. Three generations, they've been working in this industry. You know, they These guys have worked all over Africa, and that's been reflected in the results that we've had so far. It's been very technically challenging, but they've done a wonderful job for us, got us down to target depth, and retrieved for us fantastic core samples, which are providing us with exploration leads for the future.
And did you see any mineralization in the core when you had a look at it?
So from the cores from the previous two holes, yes, we have found evidence of mineralization. So in terms of proving up the rest of the system, it is looking good. Obviously, we've got to send this all off for full sweep analysis. First samples are already with the labs in South Africa, and we'll be sending more samples at the end of this part of the drilling. So they're definitely, we've got good indicators so far. But in terms of the current hole, we haven't yet. We're not actually expecting to intercept mineralization until about 525 meters depth. So we cased off the hole at 350 meters, paused drilling operations a few days ago. And we're looking now to re-enter this hole in the new year, take us down to target depth, take us down to intercept depth at 525 meters, and then target depth of 650. So we're going to drill down to that level. So we're hoping that we'll see mineralization once we get to that intercept depth level.
And will 1,000 meters be the largest depth that you will go on the project?
So at the moment, so far, that's a very good question. In terms of the current holes, yes, because that's the actual capacity of the rig. This rig can only get us down to, we're only set up safely to get down to just over 1,000 meters. But in future, we're not ruling out drilling deeper holes to bringing on site a larger, heavier rig. We've got some very interesting exploration leads that we're currently doing quite a bit of work on at the moment. We've got a new deposit model that we're currently in the final stages of doing some very interesting work on. And we've also picked up from a downhole EM survey on our second hole, we've picked up what looks like an interesting conductor for us to pursue. So we're certainly not ruling it out, but the TDEM surveys, the TDEM technology, that gives us a view down to about 700 meters. So our sort of main range of investigation at the moment is about 700 meters, but you know, we are open to expanding on that or deepening that, depending on what the results are in the field. But for this current target, the intercept depth is 525 meters. We're about 175 meters away from it, so we're two-thirds of the way there. And yeah, we really can't wait for drilling operations to start again in the new year.
And so is this typical of the projects around in the area that you are, that there's this sort of overburden of sand and then you intercept mineralization at a deeper level?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why this opportunity is there for Kavango. So the Kalahari Suture Zone, which is the main sort of target area we're looking at, or the overall target area we're looking at, is about 450 kilometers long. It was first identified in the 1970s from a Canadian aid program that flew regional EM surveys, magnetic surveys over Botswana. But the main limitations historically have been, first of all, accurate enough remote sensing technology to look for drill targets. And then secondly, the challenge of actually drilling in this kind of environment down to these sorts of depths. So although this has been recognized as being a massively prospective region, historically, it's just been too difficult to penetrate and break into. And this is where Kavango has really broken new ground over the last few years. We've taken this project far further forward than anybody else has before. And if we're able to prove up the model, then you know, the future for the company looks absolutely phenomenal.
And when are you hoping to get some drills on the project next year?
At the moment, we're not sure about exactly when we're going to come back to drilling. So the first thing we're going to do is take this rig down to our Ditao project, which is a rare earths project. It's about 130 kilometers away from where we currently are, give or take. So we're going to go and do some drilling down there. We've got some final proposals that we're looking at for specific targets, including the I-10 target. We're considering doing some drilling elsewhere in the KSZ as well at the moment. I mean, we're looking at some other areas to go and pick up some more data from, because there is a lack of historic data. But of course, this will all depend on what the result is with this B1 conductor. I mean, if we do hit something, you know, really spectacular, we may well decide to change our plans and keep the rig where it is to drill some more holes to start to prove up what we hope is a commercial ore body. But obviously, we need to get down to that intercept depth before we can make any of those sorts of claims. So we're flexible at this stage. We've got a clear operational plan for the start of next year. We'll certainly be drilling again in the first half in the KSZ next year. But again, it will all depend on the current results.
And so the KSZ is obviously your main focus, but you also have the Kalahari Copper Belt project. Are you doing any work with that project?
Well, we're doing lots of work with that. So if anything, I would actually say the Kalahari Copper Belt is probably our main focus. In many ways, the Copper Belt provides us with a lower risk, sort of more well-trodden path in exploration terms. So the deposit models in the Copper Belt are very well known, and we've got some really prospective ground. That's probably our highest chance of making discovery. Although that being said, we've now got this downhole EM data on the B1 target. So our field teams are all working in the Copper Belt at the moment. So we've got all of our teams are mobilized there, because the drilling that's being done in the KSZ is being done by, as I said, Mindeo Equity Drilling. So they're obviously outside contractors, and the TDEM surveys are performed by our strategic partner called Spectral Geophysics. There's a lot going on in the Copper Belt, and we're looking forward to providing more news on that in the new year.
That's excellent. So investors will look forward to hearing news on the KSZ Dome and on the Kalahari Copper Belt. Thank you very much for joining us, Ben, and we look forward to hearing more news from Kavango Resources.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.